Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate, here with Dr. Howard Simon, Professor of Surgery and Director of Minimally Invasive and Bariatric Surgery at Upstate. Good morning and welcome back, Dr. Simon.
Good morning.
It's been a while since you've been here. I went back into my records. It's been almost 3 years since we talked about bariatric surgery, but you've had some big news happen since then, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. Let's talk about what bariatric surgery is.
Well, bariatric surgery are operations for people who are morbidly obese.
Okay.
Lots of people are overweight in this country. Probably two-thirds of the country is overweight, but about 5% are morbidly obese, which means they are beginning to have health problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and have BMIs above 35. BMI just basically is your weight corrected for your height.
Okay, and it's over how much?
35 to 40.
35 to 40%?
It's a number.
It's a number, okay, all right. So I see what you're saying. But it's a percentage over what they should be, and they're much larger than they should be.
Correct.
Okay, now, these are people who come to you for surgery, but in very special ways. Speak to me about who your patients are.
Well, the patients we see, we have a way of screening them. I mean, we make sure they have the proper BMI. I mean, if somebody calls up and they're 40 pounds overweight, this is not appropriate treatment. But for patients who are truly morbidly obese with the higher BMIs or slightly lower BMIs who already have diabetes and high blood pressure and those diseases, we have a center that we see them, and we completely evaluate them and talk to them about their weight and the issues that they have, and get them ready for an operation that will help them lose weight.
And you know, I think that the key here is all of those things you talked about, all the diabetes and the high blood pressure and those kinds of things. There have been studies in the last few years that show that people who have had these bariatric surgeries, their health improves in big ways, doesn't it?
Well, you can look at all the different diseases associated with being overweight. Over 80% of the diabetics are totally in remission.
After they've had your surgery?
After they've had the operation.
Wow.
Actually, with the gastric bypass, a lot of the diabetics are better before they go home.
Really?
Because there's some chemical effects from the operation itself with the gastric bypass. Most patients with high blood pressure, well over 50%, are off their medicines. 60% of people who have sleep apnea and have to wear that mask are able to get rid of the mask.
Wow.
And then there are other lesser comorbidities, maybe not lesser to the people who have them, but things like stress incontinence, gastroesophageal reflux, infertility, arthritis, all those things tend to get better. Not cured, but better.
So for those people who look at someone who has gastric bypass surgery or lap band surgery also, they look at it and they say, well, that's just an easy way to lose weight. And that's not really what this is about, is it?
No, that's a common misconception, but the facts are very straightforward, clear, and available. For patients who are morbidly obese, virtually all of them who go on diets plus exercise, and diets plus available drugs will lose weight, but almost all of them, probably 98% in most studies, gain it back within 3 years.
Which doesn't do them any good. I mean, that's to lose it and then regain it hasn't moved anybody forward.
No, it's frustrating. The ironically, almost all of them gain back more weight than they lost in the first place.
Really?
That's pretty consistent.
So you have been doing these surgeries for a number of years, but recently you've been designated as a center of excellence. Tell us about that.
Well, this was a long-term goal. It's as it is evolving. This is a very specialized operation that requires a lot of infrastructure, and it's something that's eventually going to be only done in centers that really have the infrastructure, the surgical talent, the operating room in the hospital to care for the patients properly. So we've been shooting towards this. And it was a big effort by, not only us in the outpatient clinic and doing the operations, but the hospital, who put tremendous amounts of resources and gave us a lot of help to make sure that the patients are treated as well as they possibly can be from the time they go in the door to the time they leave.
So talk to us about the patient experience and what the Center of Excellence means, because this is more than just, gee, you've got a nice place to go have surgery. This is a process, and it takes place over a long period of time. So let's start. I'm an obese person. I have diabetes and perhaps high blood pressure. I know I need help. I come to you. What happens?
Well, we have an information session that we run every few weeks. So patients who call are given an appointment for the information session, where I speak for about a half an hour, 40 minutes, answer questions, so people get a good general overview of the process. They have some forms to fill out. They fill out the forms, and they get their first appointment. During the first appointment, I evaluate them, or my partner evaluates them. They see the dietitian for a consultation. And we give them a list of things they need to do, like if they need a stress test or a sleep test, certain lab tests. And that's the initial visit. And then we see them two, three, sometimes four or five times, usually averaging three times, again, to get them ready for the operation. We ask them to lose a little bit of weight, to understand what they need to do. And when they're ready, they get approved by the insurance company, and we operate them.
And when you say they're ready, it's more than just physically ready. They have to have a certain attitude about it as well, don't they?
Right. I mean, I think that the most important thing is they need to understand this isn't a sleight of hand or a magic trick. I mean, the operations are very effective for losing weight, but they're not infallible. And if you do things that you're not supposed to do...
Like?
For instance, if you don't exercise, the success rate is clearly less.
Okay.
Patients are not very hungry, particularly after a bypass, for almost a year. Then they get their hunger back, but very small amounts of food make them feel full. They're fine with little bits of food. That doesn't mean they can't eat all day long if they wanted to. They wouldn't be eating because they're hungry.
Or eating good foods, high caloric foods versus foods that are healthier.
Correct. So you know, that's, you know, some of the maladaptive things that people do. And we actually talk to the patients about this, and we, you know, follow them pretty closely and try to make sure that all of them are doing what they need to do and they're on the right trajectory for the weight loss, and that we have long-term follow-up as well.
And you have a dietitian on staff.
We have a full-time dietitian who's there, who sees the patients initially, but whenever the patient has a dietary question, they can just go in and see the dietitian whenever they want, because she's in the office with us.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so now we're at the point where I'm ready to have the surgery. What happens?
Well, you get a date and you come into the hospital. And I think the thing that's maybe hard to see is that there are so many components to go into having a successful experience in the hospital. There are safety issues with bigger people, adequate tables that can account for the weight.
Oh, like for the surgery?
For the surgery. Sometimes the airway problems are more difficult. So the anesthesiologists are keyed into this. Postoperatively, we monitor the patients very, very carefully. And because we've done so many of the operations, everyone is keyed in. The nurses are keyed in to when a patient might be having a problem or when there's something not going on. I think there's a respect issue. I mean, there's a lot of prejudice against people who are obese in society.
Yeah.
And we've actually had sensitivity trainings for the people in different departments in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
So they, you know, they do appropriate things.
And are respectful.
And are respectful to the patients.
Excellent. And two, I have to think, you know, we complain about even just the gowns that aren't large enough. You've accommodated for all of those kinds of things.
Well, one of the requirements of a center of excellence, and again, it's not just, you could have the greatest surgeons in the world but not be a center of excellence, is to take into account all the different facets that are important for a successful experience, to make sure the bathrooms are big enough. And Upstate's building a new bathroom now.
Wow.
That can accommodate the very large people better. Gowns. If you need a wheelchair, to have a wheelchair that's the adequate size. To make sure that all the infrastructure needs that the patient will have to go through in the hospital are met. And that's one of the things the Center of Excellence looks at. You make an application. If your results aren't good, you don't even get the second base.
And you're saying when you make an application, you as a center of excellence to the American College of Surgeons.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They look at your results.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that you have a total hospital commitment to giving these patients ideal care. that you have a system for reviewing complications. We have a very active quality assurance program. Every couple of months, we review every single complication that people have had. So we make ongoing improvement to what we do.
From the time someone has surgery until they're really out on their own and they've been successful, how much time is that approximately?
Well, it depends. The patients go home very quickly after the operation.
From the surgery.
The average patient after a bypass goes home in 2 days, even less with a band.
Uh-huh.
And the weight loss is much quicker with a bypass, but the patients feel better within a couple of weeks.
They do.
And they're already starting to lose weight, mm-hmm. particularly the bypass patients. They get a new sense of energy. And, it's not unusual for a patient who has a gastric bypass to lose 20, 30, 40 pounds just in the first month.
Wow. Excellent. And then from there, they just go on to lose the weight they need to lose. And then you have a maintenance period after that that you follow them?
Well, we have a schedule. We mm-hmm. see them multiple times the first year, and then we try to see them every year after the first couple of years.
Outstanding. Well, this is why you're a center of excellence, because you really are taking care of the whole patient. And I'm sure that there will be people who want to get in touch with you and learn more. They can contact Health Connections, perhaps?
They can contact Health Connections. They'll get them in contact with the Bariatric Center. There's some basic questions, and then they'll be able to come to an information session and begin the process.
Very good. And the Health Connections phone number is 464-8668. And we'll also put a link from our HealthLink on Air website. Well, Dr. Howard Simon, congratulations on your designation as a Center of Excellence for Bariatric Surgery. And thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
And listeners, we're going to take a break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.